This clinic, near a busy border crossing in Thailand, has had great success over the past 2 decades in reducing the impact of malaria. Caseloads have dropped dramatically, but doctors like Cindy Chu remain concerned.
We used to see a lot of malaria in Wak Pa Clinic, but now with efforts of elimination and active surveillance, and even the setting up of malaria posts on the other side of the border, the malaria rates have really gone down. So we don't see as much malaria as we used to. On the other hand, the malaria that we do see is more complicated. And because of artemisinin resistance, the cases that we see here require additional therapy.
Artemisinin medicines have been highly effective against malaria when used in combination with other drugs. But in 5 countries in Southeast Asia, the malaria parasite has adopted a resistance to the treatment. Doctors can still treat infected patients with stronger drug cocktails, but worry it's just a matter of time before those medicines also become ineffective. Dr. Francois Nostin has been conducting research on the Thai-Myanmar border for the past 30 years, and he sees the clock ticking.
This is a global public health emergency, because we could see in our studies that the progression of resistance is quite fast. For example, in 2007, none of the patients here were infected with a resistant parasite. In 2012, 80% of the patients are infected with a resistant parasite. So in just a few years, the majority of the infections are now caused by resistant parasites.
Nostin favors a more radical approach against resistant malaria to control its spread, administering medicine to entire villages where the parasite can lie dormant and undetectable in many people.
What we predict is that in order to stop the progression of artemisinin resistance, we need to eliminate malaria. It's not good to just reduce the number of cases and reduce the transmission of the disease. We need to eliminate the parasites.
As medical teams make plans to distribute anti-malarial drugs in remote villages that have become malaria hotspots, many are hoping that the effort will stop the spread of an increasingly dangerous parasite. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA from Mae Sot, Thailand.